Eternal vigilance is the price of Liberty Valance, a new Petri dish rendering. Dog Poet transmitting, may your noses always be cold and wet. Air It Again is a textbook case, textbook. Now he's combining that with being an object lesson. You can now file him under dumber than shit on a sidewalk, but near equal to him who steps in it, still, quite obviously, certainly to the one who steps in it, several steps below. Speaking of 100% shits, which we weren't, you got to travel some distance. Well, let's just say from the old St. Elizabeth's Mental Institution, from which I am an alumni, to the White House, unless the Capitol comes first, to the Supreme Court, to find a truly in full bloom professional practicing Satanist like the AstroTurf-munching Barracuda, Janet Butch Napolitano. Now, I'm not knocking her sexual preference because, well, it's the same as mine. What I'm suggesting is that her engagements probably involve blood as a lubricant. Do I hear a Bosch hammer drill vibrating in the distance? Man, that thing has more attachments than one of those complete Dremel setups, and Butch needs all of them. She's a lot like Dr. Mengele overdosing on a testosterone Viagra milkshake. The problem with her particular form of death tantra is that when you get hyped up on, well, pharmaceuticals, and your native predilection is toward violence, bondage, and generic S&M performed on the general public without their consent, it becomes a social issue and, for all we know in this particular instance, a social disease as well. Right about now, the reader might be, or the listener might be, wondering why has Visible lately begun to express himself in such harsh terms? The truth is, these are harsh times, with some harsh creatures running amok in them. Speaking of weird things that aren't happening at the moment, which we weren't, I went to NBC.com today, the former MSNBC.com, from which I guess Bill Gates splintered off, and I didn't see a single mention of the tribe-inspired gay rights agenda. Now, this means they're plotting something big, grin. Of course, they're always plotting something. It's what they do. Speaking of John McCain, which we weren't, his level of mendacity is off the hook, and for some reason, unknown to us, he and Lindsey Graham are joined at the hip. They're like Tweedledee and Tweedledum, and Lindsey actually resembles that remark. I'm beating the same dead horse a lot lately. I have my reasons. One of them is that the horse doesn't mind, not anymore anyway, and I sort of enjoy the repeated thump. After a while, drumming on a dead horse using various percussive tools can develop into an art form. I've been thinking of an orchestra of the dead for some time. Now, PETA has told me they'd be glad to supply me with a steady stream of those dead dogs in the dumpster out behind their shop. I can't understand why PETA doesn't have a private army that drives around in black vans engaging in what they actually do. PETA's a multitasking operation. That means they can be all about extorting guilt money and sensitivity money while wasting, ergo killing, meaning also killing, the object of the fundraising. Here's a slogan that might work for them. Euthanasia, it's not just an Oriental youth organization anymore, it's a subdivision of Scientology. That's one of the things there's no shortage of in these days, arrogance. Sheer megalomaniac arrogance is rampant. Why is this? At the upper levels of the social strata, it is about impunity. Regardless of the nature or severity of the crime, they have gotten the correct impression that it doesn't matter what they do, and it seems like it doesn't. Not a single banker has been brought up on charges in jail yet for the off-the-hook behavior that has been going down for the last however many years. At the lower end of the spectrum, there is an awareness of a complete lack of moral compass at the top, and the understanding that making an honest living is a mug's game. So the potential possibility of getting to where the upper segment of the social strata exists is worth the risk, as opposed to living hand-to-mouth for the duration of one's term. This is the source of the fall of empire. When those entrusted with setting a good example and the expectation of living within the parameters of the laws they made for others become irredeemably corrupt, it is just a matter of time before the center cannot hold and mere anarchy is loosed upon the world. As Yeats might have put it. You know what? He did put it. Social structures, like anything else, only exist for so long as the rules that sustain them are practiced by those in charge of their maintenance. When maintenance goes south, so does the foundation of whatever it is holding up. A good example is termites getting into a house. When no one pays attention to that anymore, the termites can literally eat the house. You can stand back from the house and not notice that anything is wrong, and yet the entire house can and will collapse all of a sudden once the termites have been at it for long enough. That is why we have enduring statements like, "Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty valance." It is. It is the price of liberty valance. Something, of course, seems a little off about that quote, like it got changed somehow, but since the waters of clarity and thought have gotten muddy, the tenets of former times has processed through the origami machine, so we don't really remember what things used to say. We only remember what they presently say, until tomorrow when they will say something else. Can anyone reading here imagine that 20 years ago, 20 years from then, things would be as they are now? Could you have imagined that your political leaders could be so transparently and obviously corrupt? In the past, certainly they were also corrupt. Making laws out of the same ingredients as sausages will lead to that, but they at least had the dignity to mask it from the public. Now they could care less who sees them do what, because people have gotten so stupid that you can tell them anything and they will believe you. My theory on why this is, besides the dumbing down and bewildering array of distractions, from cell phones to objects of instant gratification, is 9/11. I think something happened to the minds of the lumpen proles once they bought into the government's version of events. The part of their mind that recognizes the difference between truth and lies short-circuited, and the intellect and objective reasoning capacity began to shut down in order to assimilate the endless litany of following lies. Once the mind becomes content with accepting what cannot possibly be true, it seizes up like an engine that ran out of oil. Here we have yet another maintenance concern that is no longer of any concern. The indifference that comes out of being indifferent leaves the complacent believing that everything will take care of itself, and everything does not take care of itself and begins to degenerate from a lack of attention and care. This is logical and provable, but not to those who are unable to accept what is and have instead, for mere convenience, embraced what is not. A pile of shit by any other name would still be a pile of shit. This is a personal issue, though, that has become a general issue because it is collectively practiced by a large number of people. I go into the streets of the town where I live. Sometimes I sit on a park bench or in some location like an outdoor cafe, and I watch people. I do this in larger venues and in those locations where one travels by rail or air to wherever one might be inclined or required to go, and I watch people. I watch people. I see people on the internet. I see people any number of ways. I watch them talk. I hear about things they do. Over time, certain things become clear to me, whether I like it or not. And quite often, these days, I don't like it one bit. But I can't get my bowels in an uproar over what I can neither influence or control. So I accept that things must be the way they are until they no longer are the way they are. What I do have control over is myself. I can decide how I will go, regardless of the directions taken by those moving in the world around me. The most significant thing that I notice, which is present in the majority of the people I observe, is that they appear to be on automatic pilot. While I am in my observation mode, I closely look to see if anyone else is observing, similar to myself. It is a rare thing indeed for me to encounter that. I've had a lot of wake-up calls. Back in the day when I used to take psychedelics on a regular basis, sometimes waiting only for that required 3 days until they will work again, I thought everyone was having the same experiences that I was. This was not so. Through my life up to a point, I believed that everyone felt as I did. This resulted in a lot of misplaced trust for which I paid the price. I lived in an envelope of self-identified objects, entities, and conditions. I finally learned not to identify anything until it had identified itself. I let go of every designation placed on anything, and I try to make that a reflex in relation to anything that appears. And that appears to be working. One of these days, any day now, is going to show up. I'm thinking that day is closer than we may suspect, even though many of us have no watchful awareness about it at all. sooner or later, we'll see, is going to result in we see for those so inclined. End transmission.